Gimel Amid Beis, it's 3b3. All the way at the bottom of the page, the second wide line, the bottom of the page of Gimel Amid Beis. Okay, at the beginning of Gemara we learned, but that Torah Rabban Rabbanu learned. Divrei Mamonos, Dinei Mamonos B'Shleish. Monetary cases, you need a Beis Din of 3. Rabbi Yomer B'Chamisha. Rabbi says you need 5. Why do you need 5? Kedei She'igma Adin B'Shleish. Because in order, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the verdict has to come from a Beis Din of 3. Right? So if you have 3, you can't have necessarily a verdict of 2, or 3, you can have 2 and 1. So therefore, in order to have a majority verdict minimal of 3, you need at least a Beis Din of 5. So the Gemara says, "Atu betlasim ilagamid dimne betray." So what? Can't you have a majority of two to one? And that's why does Rabbi Yehuda hold you need a majority of 3? Why can't you have a majority of 2? Of two to one. So he says, "Hachi gamar." This is what he meant. Mipnei shegamar din b'shloisha, because the verdict has to be with 3 people. Okay, amakasavad. When the Torah says you need 3, it means in the verdict you need 3, not at the beginning. In other words, there's 2 ways of learning. One way is that the Torah says you need a Beis Din of 3, and then whatever the majority is good. Rabbi Yehuda says no, when the Torah says you need 3, it means the decision must be by 3, and therefore you need a Beis Din of 5.
2, 3.
Okay? So the Gemara says, Megadif Bara Babu. So the Babu went like a gesture of surprise. He says, "Elamayat, according to you, Sanhedrin gedele tzricha me'ev arboim ve'echot, a big bezin would need 141. Because if you say when the Torah says 3, it means a verdict of 3. So if the big bezin, the Torah says 70, that means you need a decision of 70. That means you need 141. Kedei shi'igmer adin b'shivim ve'echot, that you should have 71 people voting one way. And also, Sanhedrin Katana, a small Beis Din of 23, right, that gives capital punishment, would need Aboyim V'Chamisha, 45. Kedei Shigma Adin B'Shleisha V'Esrim, that you should have a Din Torah with 23. So he says, that's not what the Torah means. What does the Torah mean? When the Torah says, Es Ali Shivim Ish, Amar Achmana, what did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Gather for me 70, meaning Mishas Asifa Shivim. That you need the gathering, in other words, to start the Beis Din, you need 71. Vishavto Eda Vitzilo Eda Nami, Mishas Shvita So Eda, therefore the Beis Din of 23 also. When the Torah says you need 10 and 10, and then, you know, another 3, it says Mishas Shvita So Eda at the time of the judging, not the verdict, the judging. Hachanami, the same thing by 3. The Nikra Balabayasa Lakim, when it says in the Torah you should come to a Beis Din of 3, it means Mishas Kriva Shleisha. When you start the Din Torah, okay, you need 3.
Kriva means to come close.
When you come close, the Nikra Balabayasa Lakim. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need 5. A Beis Din. So the Gemara explained why? Because you need a verdict of 3. So Rabbi Abu says that is a ridiculous reason for Rabbi Yehuda. Because if according to Rabbi Yehuda, then you need a Beis Din of 141, you need a Beis Din of 45, and it's ridiculous. In the time of the Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rabbi, why does Rabbi say 5 judges is...
Why do you keep saying Rabbi Yehuda?
Well, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but you're right, it's Rabbi.
Well, because we had Rabbi
the Rabbi Amir Chamisha.
Rabbi Yehuda, we had it before, he said Chamisha also.
Yeah, but here Rabbi says, okay, but Gemara's quoting Rabbi.
So this is a different...
No, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
141, you don't have the verdict of
3. No, you have a verdict of 71.
Oh, okay. I thought it's...
No. So he says the reason of Rabbi that says you need Beis Din of 5 is like this. It says Asher Yashiun Elokim, whom the judges, okay, will condemn. The judges is pluralist too. V'nemar Elokim Lamata, V'nemar Elokim Lamayla, and it says the word Elokim lower or later on. It says Elokim earlier on, and Elokim is 2, so twice Elokim is 4, right? Malamata Shnaim, just the lower it says 2. After Maila Shnaim, when it says V'nikir Balabayis Elokim, it also means 2. V'ein Beis Din Shakul, and you can't have an even Beis Din of 4. May sefer maleim eight echod. You add another one, and then you get five.
This is exactly like Rabbi Yehuda.
He's explaining, right? He's explaining Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says b'chamisha.
Exactly the same.
But he doesn't learn it out from Elokim. He learns out from Shnayim. Samchu, Ziknei, two and
two.
Yeah, but get that by Egla Rufa. He was talking about Mominus. Rabbi Yehuda's five was by Egla Rufa, not by Mominus. Okay. V'rabbonan, Rabbonan, why do they disagree with Rabbi Lechere? Then it should be five. Elokim, Elokim, and you don't have an even bezin, make it five. He says, it says Yashiun Elokim without a vav. And therefore, because it doesn't have a vav, so it's not plural, because you could read it in the Yochid without the vav, and therefore they hold, because the Torah writes it without a vav, it teaches us you don't need five, you only need three. Okay? And the Gemara is going to go into a whole thing now with what's called Yesh'eim L'mikra. Okay? Or Eim L'maseiris. Meaning like this. Okay, let's see it inside. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Rayitz, Beishamai, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Kiva. All these opinions. Kula Svirala Yesh'eim L'mikra. In other words, like this. Many times in Chumash, you have words, even like this, Yashiun Elokim. The way it's written, the Torah might be singular. But it's read plural. Now, do you go by the way it's written, or by the way it's read? The same thing, you have a famous pasuk by Mekabel Tuma. It says, V'chi yutan mayim al zera. Yutan means if water would be given on fruits, then it becomes susceptible to tumah. We remember, learned many times, in order for food to become susceptible for tumah, at one time it had to get wet. But the Torah writes it, yud tof nun. So normally that word is yitain, which means to give. Yutan normally is written with a vav. Yutan would then mean if it was passively given. Okay? So the Torah writes it yitain, but you read it yutan. Okay? Here, the Torah is written yashiun, singular, but it's pronounced plural. Now, do you go by the way it's written, or the way it's read? Now, obviously, Rebbe, who said yashiun is plural, is going by the way it's read, not the way it's written, because it's written singular, but you read it plural. Right? That's the difference if yesh aim lemesedes or yesh aim lemikra. Yesh aim lemikra means you go by the way it's mikra, it's read. Yesh aim lemesedes is the way tradition says it should be written. Okay? So Rabbi Yechanan is saying over here, Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef,
you're talking about mother, that it has a mother, the mikra?
No, aim is the basis. Aim is also in Hebrew the basis. Is the basis by the mikro or by the mesedes?
Oh.
So he says all these people, Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Reyitz, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, they all hold you go by the way the pasuk is read rather than the way the pasuk is written. Okay, so he says Rabbi, and the Gemara is going to go through each one of them. Rabbi Hodamada, we just said, because Rabbi says it's written singular, but it's written, you pronounce plural. And you say it goes by the plural. Rabbi Yehuda ben Reyitz, where do we see Rabbi Yehuda ben Reyitz told you go by the way it's read, not the way it's written? The Tanya, it says in the Braisa like this. Shalo Tamidim is Rabbi Yehuda ben Reyitz. The students ask Rabbi Yehuda ben Reyitz, Ekra Nishivim. I could read the word by Tuma for a woman. It says 70 days. What's the Pasuk? It says, listen to this. At the beginning of Parshas Tazria, it says, if Isha Kiz Tazria V'yolda Zachar, she'll be Tomei 7 days, V'Tomei Shivas Yomim. Okay? Im Nekeva Seileid, V'Tomei Shvu'ayim. Shvu'ayim is 2 weeks. Right, and then like by a male, it's 7 days, then 33 days. That's all for Kabbalah. It's not relevant today. By a girl, it's 2 weeks and 66 days. Now, the word Shvu'ayim normally should have had a Vav in it. But Shvu'ayim is written like the word Shivim. The way to Torah, it should have been Shvu'ayim Shin Vez Vav. But it doesn't have a Vav in the Torah. Okay? So you could read it, if you would be ignorant, you would read it, Vim Nekeva Selet, V'tama Shivim. In other words, 10 times, by a boy it's 7 days. And then you'd read it, if you just read it, you wouldn't know tradition, it would be, it's written Shivim, 70 days. Right? So the student asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Rei, it's maybe a woman is tummy for 70 days, if she gives birth to a girl. He says, Ekra ni Shivim, Yachol tehe yoledes nekeva tmeya Shivim. Right? So maybe take, it's not double the amount. Maybe it's 10 times the amount from 70, 7 to 70. Amalehem time v'tiye bezachar. By giving birth to a boy, it says the word time and tahar, tiher. By nekeva, it says time v'tiye benekeva. So it's exeder shava. Malahalan k'shetiye bezachar benekeva kiflayim. Just say by the 33 and the 66 days, the female is double the male. Af kshetime bazacha benekeva kiflayim. By the when it becomes tamei, it's also double. In other words, the Torah says, ubimleis yemei tahera lebeinu lebas. So there's the tumei is 7 days by a boy. Then the Torah says 33 days she has to wait in the days of tahara. By a girl, it says Shivim or Shvayim, and then it says she becomes Tahar 66 days. So just like the 33 and the 66 is one double of each other, so the same thing, 7 and Shvayim is not 70, but it's 2 weeks because it's double. La'acha sheyotzel, after the disciples went out of the room, u'machza achareyem, and he went out to seek them. Okay? You know, he ran after them and he said, Yata zekukim lekach, you don't need this proof I just gave you. Because shvu'ayim karinen, because how do we read it? Shvu'ayim, and v'yesh eim lemikra, and basically it goes by the way the pronunciation is. So but what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Rayet say? Rabbi Yehuda ben Rayet says, he told the students, because this is double that. So therefore, you don't read it Shivim, you read it Shvu'ayim.
Is it double Yud?
It's written, Shin Beis Ayin Yud Mem.
One Yud.
So you would read it Shivim. The way it's written, it's Shivim. But how do we pronounce it? Shvu'ayim. So therefore, he says, I don't need the proof I just made of double and double. It says simply, you go by the way the pasuk is read, not by the way it's written. Right? Yeah? So therefore, we see that Rabbi Yehuda ben Rei, it also holds that you go by the way the pasuk is read, not by the way it's written.
And the way the pasuk is read is not based on logic?
No,
it's just not. Purely Masorah?
Of course. Of course.
Purely Masorah?
How other way is it? What do you mean logic?
I mean, he went through a logic to come up with this. That is, it must be Shavuayim.
No, because he said the Gezeirah Shava is stronger than that.
Oh, the Gezeirah Shava here is stronger than Mesorah?
Then he says, no, that the Leperl, there's Eim LeMikra. Obviously, there's a reason why the Torah writes the words incorrectly. Why is it that the Torah writes many words differently than the way you pronounce it?
Why?
Because the pronunciation teaches us a din, and the writing teaches us a din. The question is, which is the primary of the two? So all these chachamim that he's mentioning over here hold the primary definition of the word is the way it's read. I'll give you an example. Even by the word yitain and yutan. Yeah? It's written yitain, that means you have to give it. Yutan means passively, if it was given. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, it's passive that's like active. What do you mean passive like active? Just like when you put water on it, you want water to go on it. So when the water passively comes on it, it also has to be something that you wanted. Ma kiyitin barotzein, av kiyutan barotzein. It has to be. So in other words, if the Torah would have just written yitain, that means it has to be active. If the Torah writes yutan with a vav, yud vav tof nun, which would be yutan, then it would mean only passive. Why does the Torah write it yitain and we read it yutan? So the Torah is teaching us a unique halacha, that it has to be passive, but it has to be similar to active, that you want it.
So you remember the case of Shivim, it could be that there's two ways of, something else comes
but out. But they paskin that you go by the way it's read, and therefore not by the way it's written, and therefore in that case you need 70.
But like, Shivim is totally different from Shvayim. But Shivim is one yud, Shvayim is W.
Right, but how is it written in the Chumash?
One yud.
One yud. But how do we read it?
Shvayim.
Right. It only has one yud. Right. So if you look at the word Shvayim, the way it's written in the Chumash, you read it Shivim. If you don't read context, you just look at the word. How do you read that word? Shivim. How do you read the word Shin Beis Ayin Yud Mem?
Shivim.
Shivim. Okay? That's the way it's written. But how do we pronounce it? Shvuayim. Right? Okay. Now, so the students ask Rabbi Yehuda ben Abaye, maybe you go by the way it's written. Maybe Takit Shivim.
Right.
So first he makes a thing with Exer Shavit. Says, here, okay, that's double, this is double. Then he says, he ran after him and said, you know what? Forget what I said. You don't need that. It's read Shvuayim.
So Baal Korah must know.
Good morning.
Yeah. That's why I am not.
It's
impossible.
Of course.
When it says in the Torah, HaChedesh HaZalachem Resh Chadoshim, you know, HaChedesh HaZalachem Parshas Bari, Chedesh is written without a Vav.
Chodesh.
So you can read it Chodesh.
Chodesh.
In fact, the Gemara says, Rav Meir read it, HaChodesh HaYolibam. Because based on Chofer, in Rav Meir's Sefer Torah, it said, HaChodesh HaYolibam. Instead of HaChedesh HaZeh Lochem. Okay? And then they realized that Mesed is HaChedesh HaZeh Lochem. So this is big machlekes. By the way, this is a universal argument. Most of the time, it's not very practical because both halachas apply. Like we said, you know, Shivim, Shvayim, all that. Okay, Beishamayim, where do we find Beishamay? Also says you go by the way it's read, not by the way it's written. Because Beishamayim, and Beishamay says like this. Kol anitan al mizbech achitzen. Any offerings, korbanos, that the blood was applied to the outer mizbeach, shenisnon v'matan achas. If the kohen made just one application, keeper, it's already forgiven. Shenema, I'll explain this whole thing in a second. So Nama, because it says, V'dam zvachecho yishafech, okay? For it stated, the blood of your sacrifices shall be spilled. Okay? Now, Obechatos shtei matonis. And by achatos you need two gifts. You have in Chumash, we say in Ezel Mekreman, yeah? Certain kabbonis you have, Shtei matonis shein arba. You have to squirt the blood two, which is four. The blood has to be sprinkled. We say in davening, right? And the walls of the mizbeach. So it says it's shtei matonis shein arba, two, which is four. How does it get four? You spill the blood on the northeast corner. So then it goes north and east. One squirting, matona acha shtein shtaim. Shtei matona shein arba. Because you squirt it exactly in the corner, the blood squirts both ways. So you got northeast, and then you do southwest. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got it? Okay. So Beishame says that any time you gave matona achas, okay, The Zen is not 1 minute. The Karm Chatos is an all four. The Eila, Teida, and Shlomim, as in the lower half, in two applications. One, now another, by Chatos, it was four. By the other ones, it was two, which are four. Okay? So he says like this. Anytime Mita Nita and Mizbech Shinotim by Matana Achas, whose blood was applied with one of the, instead of the two, he gave one. In the case of Eila, Oshem, and Teida, and Shlomim, he says, keep it there forgiven. But Chatos, you must have at least two. Okay? In other words, by Chatos it says four. So you need at least two out of the four. By all the other Korbanos it says two. So you need a minimum of one. Okay? The bottom line is, do you need to do two squirtings or four squirtings? So Beis Shammai says, when you need two, one's enough. When you need four, two is enough. Okay? By Chatos, the Torah says you need four squirts. So if you did two, it's good enough. The other ones, where the Torah says you need two, if you did one, it's enough. Beisilulei mirim, af Chatos shenitna b'matona achas keeper. Even Chatos, if you did one out of the four, it's also good. That's what Beisilul holds.
One second.
V'amen avonah maitamid b'shamay. What's the reason of b'shamay that you need by Chatos at least two? So he says like this. The Torah says, Karnes, Karnes, Karnes. Okay? Each one is plural. Yeah? Karnes, corners, corners, corners. Now, Halacha says, whenever there's a plural, it means two. Unless the Torah says exactly how many. Anytime the Torah uses, this is a rule over the entire Torah. Anytime the Torah says two, I mean, plural, without an amount, it means two. If the Torah says four, then it means four. It's five, it's five. But anytime the Torah says plural, it means two. Okay. So he says like this. Harei kan sheish. So it says six times the word karnes, because each one is double. Right? It says three times karnes, so it means six. Arba le mitzvah means like this. What does the six tell us? Lechatchila, you need four. But minimum is two.
What six corners?
It says karnes three times.
Yeah,
okay. Forget the corners. The Torah uses the word corners three times. So how many corners do you need?
Six.
Okay. So he says, Beishami says, what does that mean? You're right, there's only four corners. How do you get six? So it means, lechatchila you need to do four, but by the other two is enough. Beis Hillel Eimim, no. Karnes, karnes, karnes. He says, if you look in the Chumash, one karnes is with a vav, and two are without a vav. Now, harei kan arba, so then you only have four. Because karnes, one plural is two, then right, karnes, karnes without a vav is singular. Now, harei kan arba, gimel mitzvah. So therefore it teaches us, by chatas you need lechatchila three, v'achas la'akib, the only one is enough. So therefore, what do you see according to Beis Shammai? Even though it's written singular, karnes, karnes twice, singular, but you go by the way it's read plural, so you have three plurals, which teaches us four and two.
You see how exact twice.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Ema kula lemitzvah." Maybe all of them, maybe you need taka all four. You know, maybe taka needs four and six. He said, "Kapada bechdile yashkechon." We don't find kapada. No, and he said, no, "I'm sorry." The Gemara's question is like this: maybe it means chatchila you need four and six, but b'diavad any of them are good. No, even if you didn't do any, it's good. Beis Shammai says it says six, so you need four lechatchila, two b'diavad. Beis Hillel says it says three, meaning two lechatchila, one b'diavad. Yeah. So Gemara says maybe it's only lechatchila. Maybe b'diavad you don't need anything. And no squirting of the blood, you're forgiven anyway. So Gemara says, no, kapare b'chdi layashkech. We don't find anywhere in the Torah you get kapare for doing nothing. So obviously you need to squirt. So the Chayil is, the Chathchila, you need, according to Bishami, 6 and 4, I mean, 4 and 2, and Beis Hillel says you need 3 and 1.
But it's not nothing. The animal has been shecht. It's talking about nothing, the fact of squirting.
The Gemara says if you don't squirt the blood on the Mizbeach, you're still not forgiven.
So the act of shechting
is part, but it's not the kapara. The kapara is the blood on the Mizbeach. The kapara is giving up your blood. What does it symbolize? Taking the blood of the animal and squirting it on the Mizbeach. It'd be first you shecht your sin, yeah? You need kapara. So you need to kill your Yetzahara, your Nefesh HaBahamiz, the Behema. But that's not enough. You need to take your life and give it to God. Put it on the Mizbeach. So that's the kapara. Obviously, you can't get blood if you don't shecht the animal. Right? So you need to check that. But the ultimate kapara, the Torah used the word v'chiper by the squirting. So the Gemara thought maybe you need l'chatchila 6 and what 4, whatever, maybe b'dievet none. So Gemara said that we don't find. So you see, according to this, Beishami also holds, you go by the way it's read, even though karnis is written twice singular, but you read it plural, so it's plural.
What is the arba mitzvah?
No, arba mitzvah means you need at least 4 squirtings l'chatchila.
So what is the shtein l'ak? Because...
No, l'chatchila you need 4. But okay. If b'diavid you did 2, it's enough.
So what is the 6 then?
4 and 2.
Oh, that's how he learns that?
That's what Bishami learns. The Torah says 3 times karnes plural is 6.
Oh.
But obviously there's only 4 corners. So it means l'chatchila you need 4. B'diavid 2 is enough.
So
Beis Hillel, though, reads it, no. 2 singular and 1 plural. So that's 4, correct?
Yeah, 4.
4. And Beis Hillel says, Gimel a mitzvah, 3 for the mitzvah.
Why Gimel 2 or 4 mitzvah?
4 for mitzvah.
Because the percentage, what's it supposed to be? 2 and 2?
4.
No, but obviously
there is 4, and 4 has to be l'chatchila because the pasuk is. I mean, that's how he learns it. No.
No.
What do you mean? It says 2 for karnot, 1 for one with the vav. I mean, 2 for the one that has vav, 1 for each one that doesn't have a vav. So that's 4. 4 la mitzvah.
Not 4. No, gimel la mitzvah. Because he can't. You can't divide it any other way. There has to be 4 corners. So the Peril, it says that 2 of the 3 places the word is spelled Quran is without a vav. Okay. And then 2 is plural.
So that's 4.
I don't know, but that's the way Beis Hillel holds. Whatever. In fact, it's interesting that Rishonim write that in our Sefer Torah, all 3 corners are without a vav. Not like the Gemara is saying here. He says, Rashba and Ram point out that on our Torah scrolls, the word karna is spelled effectively all 3 times.
Ours also?
Yeah. What? Rashba stresses that we must follow our Masorah text even when the Gemara seems to have a different version. It's an interesting thing. Because according to the Gemara, the Gemara says clearly, one karna is with a vav, and 2 without a vav. And Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are not arguing about that. They're just arguing, do you go by the way it's read or the way it's written? But if L'chein, according to our Gemara, Karnes, one of them is with a vav, 2 of them without a vav. So the Shein point out, if you look in our Sefer Torah, all 3 are without a vav. So L'chein, what do? Do you go by our text? Or do you go by the Gemara's text? So the Rashba writes, even though the Gemara is a different version, we need to go by our tradition.
It doesn't make sense.
It makes dollars.
Huh?
Makes dollars.
Okay. But the Gemara is the base of all the halachas. I mean, why?
What do you want me to do? That's what Rashba writes.
I just don't understand the Sevara behind it.
Because the fact that our Sefer Torahs have that, and obviously they knew what the Gemara says, yet, that's what we... That's what
the tradition has in mind.
Tradition.
Somebody once asked the Rebbe, what do you do when the elder Chabad Rabbanim paskin differently than the Alter Rebbe?
elder mean the ones that are after altar?
Yeah, our generations. Not our previous generation. Because there are a few things that the real big Chabad Rabbanim said a little bit differently than the Alter Rebbe. So he asked the Rebbe, do you go by what the Rabbanim say? Do you go by what the Alter Rebbe writes? So the Rebbe answered, I heard it from the guy himself. The Rebbe answered him, you go by what the Rabbanim say, because they definitely knew what the Alter Rebbe said. And yet, they say differently. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a reason for it. Just like the Rebbe writes, many things, the Minig Chabad is not like the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch. The many Minogim Chabad that are different than what the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch.
It's the canon, the older ladies give you a minhag that is different.
It's also a Rashba. Rashba, the Brodan in Yoredeh, Rashba is a Minig Noshim Zakeni, a Steirehi. And sometimes that will be different. The Shulchan Aruch says there's very few cases that the Minig of what the. Because they were not talking about, a lot of the older women were illiterates. These were women that were great people. So therefore, that can uproot what the halacha really should be, because that's the minig, and that's what you do.
Are there cases where they go against explicit thing that's said in the Torah?
No.
There is measurement for the blood pool in the Mizbeah?
The measurement?
Yeah, how much?
They're just his fingers.
Just the fingers? Yeah.
They didn't give it a blood bath.
Was it like two fingers like this?
I don't know exactly. That's all they do.
There's a line, they have to go above the line?
There's two. That's why you have the bottom part of Mizbeach, and it was called the Sikra. It was like a red line that you were able to know certain. Spritzes, certain squirts have to be on the top of the Mizbeach, or the bottom of the Mizbeach. So that's
what I mean. Clean it after a while?
Oh, sure.
After each carbon?
Not after each carbon.
Often?
I don't know, every day, I think they said.
Every day.
How did they, Bukhal, you know how much blood was by the Mizbeach?
See, that's what I'm saying.
So it said they had a.
Whitewashing.
Dry cleaning?
No, it's on the side.
There was.
They used lime.
No, that was to clean the Mizbeach. They had
trough.
Yeah,
there was a trough on the side of the kitchen.
There was a trough, okay, that they would hose down the blood. It would go into that trough, and it would go out to Nachal Kedemes. It was outside Yerushalayim. There was a trough that went out, and it says that place was so fertile, because blood is a tremendous fertilizer. So the blood of all the, and there was a lot of blood because they hosed it down and the blood went out to the ditch like in the trough and went out to that area and everything was very.
They used to sell that, right?
Yeah.
It says in the corners there were holes, so
It was all a cleansing system.
What about the clothing? I mean, there must have been blood on the.
They washed them.
Yeah, blood doesn't come off.
They were sure.
It's so hard to come off.
Not if you wash it off right away.
Yeah.
Hello? You have kids? And then we got blood on the clothes. You wash it off right away. It comes off right away.
Cold water.
Cold water, yeah.
After you take care of them.
Okay. No, first take care of the clothes. That costs money. This doesn't.
So, we're going by Gemara?
No, you say you don't go by the Gemara. You go by our Torah.
Okay.
So what did they do in Beit HaMikdash? Not to what the Gemara says.
Okay, weiter.
Who's the halacha like? Beit Hillel?
Well, obviously Beit Hillel holds you go by the way it's written.
Yeah, so it's not.
Well, see, but he's saying all these things, we're not done yet. Rav Shimoni. Where do we see Rav Shimon holds? You go by the way it's read, not by the way it's written. So he says a din of sukkah. So it says, Tatanya says in the Braisa like this, Shtayim kilchosam, you need two proper kosher walls for a sukkah. You know, the walls of a sukkah, minimal is 10 tvachim high and 7 tvachim wide. Okay? So a sukkah has to be 7 by 7 tvachim. Yeah? 10 tefachim high. So what happens? You have two kosher walls, meaning you have one wall 7 and one wall 7. And shlish is afilu tefach. The third wall, even if it's a tefach. Reb Shimon Eimer, no. Shalish kilchasan, you need three proper walls, and the fourth one afilu tefach. Okay? So the first opinion says you need two walls and a tefach, and Reb Shimon says you need three walls and a tefach. Where do they learn this out from? But Maika Mefligi, what are they arguing about? So something like this. Rabbanu Tzavri, the Gemara is going to explain it. Yesh Eim L'Mesedus. The Chachamim hold, you go by the way it's written. Reb Shimon Tzavar, Yesh Eim L'Mik. You go by the way the Pasuk is read. What does this mean? Rabbanu Tzavri, Yesh Eim L'Mesedus, because it says like this. Basukes, basukes, basukes.
Three times
the word in Torah says basukes teishvu. One with the vav, and two without a vav. Now that means three walls. Correct? Yeah? Two? Okay. No, I'm sorry, four walls. Two and one, and my math is not good today.
One and two.
Two? It says the word sukkah three times, but one is plural. So it's four. Dal chad kralu gufei. You need one word to subtract it because it needs just to tell us the word sukkah. Postulate losa. So now you're stuck with three walls. Right? Asa hilchas, it comes alocha l'meshe mesinai. Gada l'shlishis, it takes off on the third wall. V'uk me'atefach, and you read it, it goes by a tefach. Meaning like this. It's very strange. According to the Chachamim, because you go by the way it's written.
It's
no, go by the way it's written. Kontra Chachamim. So you have one basukis, which is plural, then two sukis singular. So that's four walls. Okay? Now, one, the word sukkah you need for itself. So you're left with three walls. Correct? Yeah? You take off the singular one. So now you have two and one. It's three. Right? Comes halacha meshimasi, this is whatever. Both opinions say, halacha meshimasinai, which is not in Chumash, not logical, but this is it. It says, halacha meshim esinai is that the third, the last wall, even a tefach is enough.
How come here the first sukkot is unique for the word sukkot, or whether the kanot, the first word is not unique for the kanot?
So no, because that the Torah says separately anyway.
Need two complete walls,
two and a little bit of a tefach. Reb Shimon Sava, no. Basukes, basukes, basukes. How do you read it? Basukes, basukes, basukes. Plural. Right? So how many do you have? Six. Right? Now you take away one, but the one is two, because it's plural. So how many walls are you left with? Four. Comes Halacha Meshim Sinai and says, the fourth wall, you need a tefach. So according to Reb Shimon, you need three and a tefach, because you go by the way the Torah is read, not the way the Torah is written. Chachamim hold, you go by the way it's written. So you're left with three walls, and the Torah takes away from the last wall, and therefore tefach is enough.
Three
and right.
Three
and No, the aloch is, yeah, the aloch is the chachom. Yeah. What?
Three of them complete, one of them.
No, the aloch is like the chachom.
Two complete
and one. But the one has to be, it's really a drop more than a tefach. Okay, because give me the mark. Okay, if you have two walls, okay, then the third wall has to be a tefach, right? Now, remember we learned that then it's called loved within three tefachim. It's considered as if it's connected. Okay, so if this fourth wall is a tefach, and you put a drop more than a tefach, and you put it within three tvachim. So then you have a four tefach wall, which is the majority of seven. Right? Then you have the majority of seven. So therefore, it's enough. Okay, Rabbi Kiva, let's finish this up. Rabbi Kiva is also the one that says you go by the way it's read, not by the way it's written. So it says, the Tanya, Rabbi Kiva, okay, there's a din like this. We read this in yesterday's pasuk. A dead body is metama in an oil, in a tent. Then the Gemara learns out, not only a dead body, even a revius of dam, a becher of dam, yeah, a revius, 3 ounces of blood of a dead body that's in a tent makes everything tame. Also.
What now, the room?
The room. Yeah, oil, it's in the same tent. So now the question is that from one dead body or two dead bodies? In other words, what happens if two bodies are dead, each one has a half of the vias of blood? Does it combine only from one dead body, or two dead bodies also combine it to make a revius?
You mix them together.
So he says, Rabbi Kiva holds, minayin l'revius dam, sheyotze mishnei meisim. They came from two dead people, meaning half a revius each, that it's tamei. Shenemar al kol nafsheis meis lo yovei, nafsheis, yeah, is written in Chumash without a vav, which is singular, but you read it plural with a vav. Why is it saying nafshis plural? To teach us even blood of two dead bodies, plural, is also good. But Rabbanan, nefashis ksiv, it doesn't say it with a vav, it says without a vav. So you go by the way it's written. Rabbi Kiva goes by the way it's pronounced. You pronounce it plural, nafshis, and therefore it teaches even blood of two dead bodies is tamei. The Chachamim hold, it doesn't say nafshes. You read it nafshes, but it's written singular. And therefore it has to be from one body, not from two.
Rabbi, if the line keeper, they took the blood out and leave it for 1 hour.
No.
Why is not considered?
Only dead? Blood of a dead body. That's not lach about it. I didn't write the book.
Dead body of a Jew or a
boy, only, well, it's a machlekes, but the halacha is only a Jew is metama ba'ayil. If you touch a goy, dead body, you tummy. But if you're under the same tent, it doesn't matter. Only if you actually touch it.
Why the reason such a far-fetched or such a rare situation they bring up?
What do you mean rare? In the olden days, it wasn't rare.
Two people, they are killed, and their blood is out there, right next to each other, you know?
In the time of the Gemara, how many people were killed in the same house, and there was blood, and you had to know if you had to be capable. In those days, they had to know b'chlal, not only kayanim. Every Jew had to know if they were tamei or tahar. They went to the Beis Hamikdash, they ate karbanas, they ate truma. They had to know. Not only kayanim, everybody had to know. Do you know, the Gemara says, we don't do it today. In the time of the Gemara, when a woman was in Nida, she wore special garments that everybody should know she was a Nida. Why? Because a Nida, Avatuma, if somebody touches her, that person becomes Tamei. Okay, no, the person becomes a Rishon. But if in those days, if you became Tamei, you couldn't eat Kabanis, you couldn't go into the Beis HaMikdash, right? So if a woman was a Nida and she gave Shalom Aleichem to her friend, that friend became Tamei. And people have to know if they were tummy or not. So Nidas would wear proper clothing that makes sure.
Two